Well, thank you, and good morning. I'm Mauricio Cárdenas. I'm the director of the Latin America Initiative here at the Brookings Institution, and we're delighted to host this event this morning, which is our semi-annual presentation of the Brookings Latin America Perspectives report. This is a report we write together with my good friend and dear colleague, Eduardo Levi Yeyati, who's a non-resident senior fellow here at the Brookings Institution, and it's a professor of economics at Universidad de Itela in Buenos Aires. This is our second report, so we're very happy to be producing this series of analysis on the economic outlook of Latin America. We're doing this on the occasion of the spring meetings of the World Bank and the IMF, which have brought to this city a number of distinguished guests. And to begin this session, we're very honored and very pleased to have Governor Alexandre Tombini. Governor Tombini, as you know, was appointed governor of the Central Bank of Brazil earlier this year. We're very honored by the fact that this is his first Washington appearance as president of the Central Bank of Brazil. And to have him discuss some main comments about the current economic conditions in the region, but more particularly in Brazil. We're delighted that he is he's with us, although he has a very limited time availability this morning, so he has to go to the G20 meetings right after he finishes his remarks. So we won't have a Q&A session with him. We'll have plenty of time for the debate afterwards with the other presenters and the rest of the session, and then save your questions for that part of the conference. So, Governor Tombini, it's an honor, it's a pleasure to have you here. I think it's important for the audience to know that before being appointed governor, Alexander was deputy governor for financial regulation, a key issue today. Our central topic in this report is macroprudential policies. Before that, he was deputy governor for research, so he was head of the research department, so it's a long career at the central bank. He holds a PhD from the University of Illinois. So thank you very much, and welcome to Brookings.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mauricio, for the very kind words. Hi, Eduardo. See you again. I see many friends here, old friends, Teresa and others. And it's a pleasure to be in this renowned institution to deliver my views on prospects for Brazil and some of the issues applied here to Brazil that I will mention. I'm sure it could be extended to other economies in the region. Before going into the more recent developments and prospects for Brazil, I would like to take a step back and say a few things that I think are important to understand where we are today in my country and to some extent in the region. I think we have four areas that we have to pay attention to in terms of developments not too far ago, but which are key to see where we are today. The first one is that we have now in Brazil and in many countries in Latin America a very well-tested policy framework. Since 10 years or so, we have implemented a framework in Brazil which combines a monetary policy regime that follows an inflation target strategy. We have also combined to that